KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Welcome everyone back to Russian Collusion and Stormy Daniels. Should we get her on today?
We should get Stormy on, but I see you got your subpoena in the mail today.
I did?
Yeah, they're going to.
What do they need from me?
They're going to come break into your office, take all your emails, see how much money that you paid your lawyers.
$130,000 is all it was.
They have nothing better to do.
Stormy can live another year.
I know.
Let's medical records.
You got to have the
medical
records.
Let's make America stormy again, right?
Yes, thank you for everyone joining us live on Facebook. Watertown Radio.
I got to start the day off like this.
What?
I was outside this morning.
Outside?
And it's going to be the makings of a dandy.
I bet Stephen.
You ought to hear those frogs croaking this morning.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Actually, I rolled out of bed and I heard a loon cheering out there on the lake this morning. You don't hear that in Lake Compesca very often. Jeez. Must be passing through. Wow, those things are loud. I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Minnesota, that's all you hear.
Yeah. I mean, he was really looking for a partner this morning. All right, we're going to get Dustin Sheldon on here real quick, but wanted to get a quick reminder out that you still have time.
Oh, yeah.
The Glacial Lakes Walleye League first event on Big Stone did not happen on Monday night.
Couldn't do it because they had to bring their ice hawkers, chainsaws, four-wheelers.
They're going to go this Monday night. So, yes, you have time to get your boat up there. You have time to, you know, roll off the dust.
Pre-fishing up there this weekend.
Yeah, make sure your batteries are charged.
There's no, there's no ice in the lake anymore. It's all blowing off.
Should be ready to go on Big Stone.
Yeah, I think that'll be
so league night on Monday night up
there.
Heading
up north and pitching up into those shallows, you think? Or?
There'll be some of that. There'll be some slip bobbers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the trolling's going to be a little bit slow this time of the year. But
slip bobbers would be a great idea.
Yeah. What else is coming up? NWT, a National Walleye Tour event, got moved from the Mississippi River
due
to all of the flooding and high water.
Because of the high water, which I understood made a few people upset because the Mississippi is one of their faves to fish.
It's called a home run there. Home team advantage sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I was speaking with Paul Moline the other day, and he was a little...
Oh, really?
Murfed about it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they get used to that Mississippi River on the list. So they're heading to Winnebago.
Yes, they are.
And I think they're fishing this coming. That'd be a week from today they'd be starting.
Mother's Day weekend.
Maybe Chip Lear will be ready to join us next Thursday morning. We'll see what happens there and what's on his schedule.
But, you know, speaking of tournaments, they had the MWC last weekend.
Speaking of tournaments, and this guy has some very impressive past wins.
What a legend.
And he's back in it doing some team stuff.
I thought maybe he gave up the fishing deal. I think last time I saw him was he was speaking at a boat show here in Watertown quite some years ago.
That would have been a while ago. Dustin Sheldon is with us. Good morning, Dustin.
Hey, morning, guys.
Yes, we do have him loud and clear from Brookings, South Dakota.
You know, it's always clean.
Awesome.
It always sounds better when it's from Brookings because every time we call these guys out of state, it just doesn't sound very good. But
No, it sounds like they're from a long ways away.
It must be that ITC communications thing or whatever it is. Send a check over to On the Water in the Air.
Yeah, just send the check over. You're getting a free plug, ITC.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want any more.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, Dustin, anyway, you were one of the lucky guys, 82 teams that showed up for the Chamberlain, ran out of Platte this year because every year everyone runs from Chamberlain down to Platte. So things maybe were a little bit different in that part of the country this year.
Yeah, absolutely. The bite was horrible. So, we were out of Platte and we were running, I'd say about 80% of the teams were running up Chamberlain, which is a 40-mile run. Luckily, we were able to run wide open, though, no wind issues. But, yeah, the bite was off.
Why was everyone running to Chamberlain, Dustin?
Well, because there were no fish downriver.
Yeah,
you know, the spawn is definitely late this year. So all those fish were up in Chamberlain spawn, and I had a buddy that was fishing off the rocks, and he took a video, and it was just unbelievable. He had about 80 walleyes. You know, you could see their eyes and they were spawning. So I think that's what was going on.
Holy moly. That would have been good. So was it a lot? Was it, what was the technique? Was it a, were you pitching? Was it a shallow bite for you? I don't even, you know, I didn't even hear any of that, what the, you know, some of the top 10 or any of the good producers did.
You know, there were two bites going on. There was the shallow jig bite, and then there was the post spawn, trying to get the post spawn females that were out in deeper water trolling cranks. So pretty much those two techniques. We were trolling, you know. We did some jig fishing on day one. We went, caught our small males. But to get those big girls, the only way we could do it was trolling. So we actually trolled on day one from 10 to 2 o'clock with zero bites.
Nice.
And then, on day two, we went trolling for our bigger fish first. And then, we got a few of them. And then, again, 10 o'clock came, we didn't catch another fish.
And still ended up, top 25?
We squeaked into 23rd, yeah.
Yay! Snuck right in there, didn't you?
just getting back into the tournament game after being out for about 9 years. It's all right, I guess.
We're not even that old. Look, few people know that Dustin was only 22 years old when he won his first one up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Yeah. Do you have to dust off the old Ranger, or did you get something different finally?
I'm in a Skeeter now.
Holy moly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where you find those?
Buddy, old tournament buddy, Dean Arnoldison's running Skeeters now, so he talked me into it.
Oh, good old Dean.
You got about a 350 horse Evinrude on that thing?
It's got a 300 Yami.
It's a Yamaha.
Ooh, yeah. Sure. That's always teamed up with a Yami, isn't it?
That'll get you up.
Get you up the river without slowing down.
Yeah, no, it runs good.
That's crazy. He runs Hummingbird. Did you have to switch out some Lowrance electronics in there, or did you make the switch to Hummingbird?
I went over to Hummingbird. Yeah.
How could you ever do that?
That's what 9 years will do to you. 9 years down the road. Yeah, it was. Been a few years since you. I mean, have you just been sitting dormant for 9 years? I'm sure you had to have been fishing some local tournaments, Dustin. But I said when Lynn said he was going to talk to you today, I thought, geez, I didn't even know you were still around doing the fishing scene.
Yeah, no. Well, I haven't been. I've been unfortunately work. You know, got to pay some bills. So
yeah.
Working kids, and also, you know, the tournament game. I mean, you can only back in the day to compete, you got to run so hard.
Yeah.
I think you can only do that for so many years.
Isn't that the truth? Unless you were one of the good, fortunate, and talented that did some good work with sponsors and made it their career. Otherwise, it's a tough old road to take off. You know, you're working on your equipment for a month, and then you take off a week early. So kind of gets in the middle of marriage and family a little bit.
Oh, yeah, with having a full-time job. You know, a lot of those guys that do that don't have full-time jobs, so I think that's a little easier. But, a full-time job, kids, and, it gets hard.
So have you done some just some fun weekend fishing? Are you doing a little bit of league once in a while in the Southern League? We call that down Madison, Ponset.
We're in this with the Southern boys. Yeah, no, I've been doing the league for a few years,
which is
it's a lot of fun.
This keeps the skills sharpened up.
Drink a little bit of beer.
Really, they have beer down there in that league?
Oh,
they frown upon it heavily, but we do sneak some beer.
Rumors
in.
Out there. So so what do you got? Are you going to you got a good schedule for the MWC? Did you just fish the one? Are you going to stick with it? What's your plan?
Nope. A buddy of mine here in Brookings came to me and he wanted to pull me out of retirement. And said let's do the MWC so we can make the championship. So we're doing Green Bay, and then we're heading to Cass Lake, Minnesota.
Oh, those are a couple. You know what? To be honest with you, those are three of the most.
Those are some great fisheries.
Great fisheries to choose from. And if you screw up in one of those, you can go to Lake of the Woods. How can you go wrong? that's on their schedule too this year. So I think that's later in July. So great. And you can share information, not only share information, but share the boat and share the expenses. It's a great way to keep yourself in the game a little bit.
Cass Lake is a
I tell you, it's a lot of fun.
Great fishery up there. Get your red-tailed chubs up there if you're going to be late in the year.
What time of the year is Cass?
Yeah, that's in September.
Oh, yeah.
It's been so many years since I've been fishing with red-tailed chubs, and I tell you what, that is one of the funnest way to fish.
Oh. Isn't it really?
Well, you'll have to go to Bemidji to buy it from that guy, and I think he's about $200 a gallon.
Oh boy!
I ain't kidding you. I think last time I bought them, they were 150, and it was 10 years ago.
That was
10 years ago, and I didn't even get to pick out the size.
I think that was he was fishing an FLW league back.
That
there
was back in the FLW league was
1990
going. 692
Ranger.
I don't remember when. Yeah, no, that was my 1999 Ranger.
Was it?
Yeah.
I got an old creek chub story here. It was Leech Lake back in the FLW. Me and Watertown's Owen Rock McGilvery.
We brought about
$500 of creek chubs along to Leech Lake.
Okay.
And I mean, you had to have them to be competitive, right? So we had all these creek chubs. Wake up one morning, the breaker blew. We have $500 worth of dead creek chubs laying there.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
A couple penny pinchers like you two would had to have gone crying.
That was a rough one.
And you couldn't find any anywhere because they were gone within a 300-mile radius.
Well, I think, it was the night before the rules meeting. I was thinking about running back to Watertown.
Oh,
quick five-hour, six-hour drive to grab chubs and then back up there. But luckily, somebody up there got some in just the night before the tournament.
Oh, isn't that? That kind of always happens.
At about $1.50 a piece at that point.
Yeah, the demand, but the price meets demand. So.
Yeah. I remember doing that. I try to think, Lynn and I were fishing a tournament, and it was one of those Cormont tournaments that Fargo-Moorhead Walleye Association they had there.
Yeah, FM Walleyes.
I buy a bunch of red-tailed chubs, and I put them in a stock tank at my buddy's house. I found the stock tank, filled it up. Everything's looking good. Come morning, the stock tank had a hole in it. $250 worth of red tails are, they're not even breathing. You couldn't even make smilt out of them.
Amazing how the old jigging wrap has taken over some of this game. A little bit of it, anyway.
Oh, boy, that's been quite the development, hasn't it? I mean, watching what's happened on Green Bay, how that fishery has changed and how the jigging wrap is playing a role.
From the days that you were heading out to Green Bay and the FLW days till now, now you got to pull out your ripping wraps, your rattling crankbaits, and you have to have your jigging wraps, and you have to have the other brand, and you probably got to have a Northland Shiver Minnow, and then the Northlands you're going to have to re-up. Hopefully your wife's not listening to this interview.
Yeah, $1,500 worth of new ripping wraps and all that other stuff.
Oh, man, what?
And then you still go out and buy live bait.
You still have to have some night crawlers. Oh, God.
I know, but, it's kind of fun to get back into, like the MWC that you're into. It's a little more laid back. You go out and you have a good time. You're with the same partner that you're fishing with, so you're a little more comfortable with that.
Well, you don't have $4,000 of chips in on the week.
Right. So, you can go out and it takes, still a little pressure, but not as much as it used to be. Before when you had everything riding on the line, a lot of money, $150 a day to practice, and then you had all your sponsors to please, and you had to fish hard, kind of like that Dustin guy did. He was a hard fisherman.
Oh, boy. He'd get on the front of that boat up on Devil's Lake get about a 35, 40-mile-per-hour wind, and then he has to throw his anchor in to start pitching cranks towards a brush pile.
Remember those days?
Oh, boy. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, boy.
Not many of them work out that way, but it sure is fun when they do.
No, they don't. And I actually was a co-angler that year in that tournament and knew you. And we were trolling together up there in Six Mile Bay. And all of a sudden, those fish went dead. I think there was maybe 2 or 3 hours left in the day. Dustin takes off like a bat out of heck. And he heads off and he comes in like 2-3 hours later, and he's got this huge bag of fish. This wasn't the final day, but it put him into the final day. And I'm like, whoa, he made something happen, and he found something quick. Remember that, Dusty?
I remember it well.
Yeah.
That's, boy, things went well for me that day, and that's what has to happen. But, no, I ran from Six Mile Bay and ran up to it was a bite on Minnewaukan Flats. It wasn't real fast and furious. 1 an hour was about as best as you could do. And the first fish, I got up there, and I caught a 24-incher. Well, that's awesome. Next fish, caught a 26-incher, and then caught a 29-incher. And I already had two fish in the box. So, that was at 1 o'clock, I think, that I had two fish in the box.
Boy, it sure makes the heart beat fast, don't it?
Oh, boy. I still, you know, that 29-incher, I can still remember. I was fishing with Fireline for suspended trolling walleyes, and I was in about 23 foot of water, and I got that fish. The line counter said 23 feet, and the line was just straight down, and I couldn't budge him.
Oh,
talk about a nerve-wracking fish. I mean,
it
you
is.
Know
no,
when they do
no
that,
stretching
it,
your
it's
line.
A big one.
You know it's a huge fish. No stretching the line. All you had to do was pull those hooks out one time, and you were over.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, soften up the drag and hope your rod saves you there. That's about what happens on those type of fish.
You put them finally when you get them in the landing net, you take two Xanax and take a nap.
What a
or go to generic,
thrill,
just
though,
go lorazepam.
Yeah. Take a nap. I feel better now.
Take a nap.
Oh, those anxiety days would kill a guy. Jeez.
Oh,
yes, indeed.
Well, yeah, and that did you end up having to go there to win that tournament, Dustin, or did you end up on the final day casting those pearl white, I think it was a pearl white shad wrap,
number five
shad wrap, wasn't it?
Oh, was it number five? I remember those.
Number five shad wrap. It was the white and chartreuse back.
Yes.
Silver chartreuse.
That was on final day right?
Yep, no, the wind picked up after day two, I believe, it was what we were just talking about. Then the wind picked up, and then the shallow fish really started to go. So
yeah.
And then casting cranks, which is really, that's one of my favorite ways to fish.
Yeah, you actually had the camera in the boat that day, too, and, you know, the cameraman's just barely hanging on, and Dustin's up at the front of that boat. He had to anchor to stay on the spot. Oh, Christ.
Like they were getting him, like, looked like he was riding a bull for 40 seconds up there at a time, you know. Water coming over the bow. Takes all the fun right out of it, doesn't it? You know, the thing about it was, the week later, if you went to Devil's Lake, you couldn't buy a number five pearl shad anywhere in town.
It was. Oh, really?
Yeah, they were gone. They were gone.
They were gone.
Couldn't find them anywhere.
It was a hot bite.
Yeah.
It was a hot bite.
Yeah, they should have gave you a spiff for.
Yeah, where's your shad wrap? Where's your Rapala money?
Yeah, for doing that.
Well, that's gone. Gas money. Anyway, it's top of the hour, and just give us a quick plug on who your partner is. You guys picked up a sponsor. Let's get their name out there. We got about 30 seconds here. We're at the top of the hour, Dustin.
All right. Yeah, fishing with Jason Merkley this year, hospital administrator out of Brookings. And, he picked us up a sponsor, precisionfishing.com. They sell crankbaits, rods. They have some good prices.
Precision
Fishing,
and they're selling tackle, huh?
Yeah. There are a couple guys. There's Precision Reloading. They're out of Mitchell. They have Precision Reloading, and they're getting into the tackle business, I guess.
Oh, really? I thought maybe we were going to talk GPS here for a little bit with, you know, but good. That's good to hear. Precision Tackle. What's the name again?
Precision 15.
Precisionfishing.com.
Fishing.
Precisionfishing.com. Yeah. Well, all right, Dustin. Sure, kind of fun to go a little bit back into memory lane, and thanks for the update on the Chamberlain Platte area. And We thank you a ton.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
You bet. Have a good day.
All right, another week of On the Water in the Air. This is replayed again on KS93 on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning.
We are going to send this Saturday mornings. What?
It's a good time to listen.
Oh, it's a good time to listen. All right. For another week, we're going to send this over to Randy Grimes.